A bill signed by Governor Jay Inslee authorizes a major study of fish in Puget Sound. Not big fish like salmon, but little fish that the big fish eat. A new study suggests that the little guys are disappearing from much of the sound. KUOW's John Ryan explains.
Corey Green is standing near the end of a fishing dock in West Seattle. He's not here to fish, but he tells me what he'd expect to catch if he threw a net in the water here. Some young salmon pumped out by hatcheries.
And that's mostly it, aside from a bunch of jellyfish that we routinely catch in these urban areas.
In much of Puget Sound, especially south of Everett, nets trawled through the water by researchers rarely pull up the little fish that salmon and even orcas depend on. Mostly they get big hauls of jellyfish. Green recalls one of the biggest.
The net was so filled with jellyfish that we couldn't bring it on board. Yeah, it was too heavy for our winch. It's fairly disturbing when all you pull up are these huge masses of jellyfish.
Jellyfish are native to Puget Sound. They belong here. It's just that almost nothing in Puget Sound eats jellyfish except bacteria. So they're kind of a dead end for the food chain. And jellies seem to be replacing the tastier parts of the food chain, like herring. Green and other federal biologists can't explain why forage fish, like herring, have declined by 98% or more in much of Puget Sound. It could be because so many shoreline habitats where fish lay their eggs are now buried under concrete walls and rock piles. Green calls forage fish the little fish that matter.
People might not care about jellyfish and forage fish so much, but they might care about seabirds, they might care about orcas, and they might care about salmon. All those species feed upon forage fish, but they do not feed on jellyfish.
The study approved by Governor Inslee could cost up to $2 million. State legislators still have to decide how much the little fish matter and how much to spend on studying them. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.